This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American MQ-9 drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone, saying instead the MQ-9 maneuvered sharply and crashed after jets scrambled to intercept it near Crimea. The U.S. calls it an unsafe, unprofessional intercept. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, AP correspondent Matt Lee explains in an AP interview that while the drone downing is serious, he does not think that it will cause irreparable harm.
I don't expect that this is going to rise to the level of some kind of, major conflagration, direct conflagration between the two sides.
Clashes have erupted in Pakistan after police tried to arrest former Prime Minister Imran Khan from his home in the eastern city of Lahore. Khan remained under siege Wednesday, a day after about a dozen officers and about 35 Khan supporters were injured in the violence. Police arrived to arrest him for failing to appear in court on graft charges. A police and officials said it triggered nationwide protests from Khan's party. He's charged with illegally selling state gifts he had received during his term as premier and concealing his assets. He was ousted in a no-confidence vote in Parliament last April. He has claimed that a string of legal cases against him, which includes terrorism charges, are a plot to discredit him. This is VOA News. Nigeria's central bank has extended the timeline to swap out its old currency for redesigned notes after the change triggered a cash shortage. A spokesman for the central bank says the announcement is meant to comply with a directive from the Supreme Court, which ruled that the program's implementation broke the law. On Tuesday, both old and redesigned notes were still not available for thousands queued at banks in Nigeria's capital. The lack of enough new currency notes has forced businesses to close and left millions unable to withdraw their money. The Lagos-based Center for the Promotion of Private Enterprises says the Nigerian economy lost an estimated $20 trillion, or $43 billion, over the cash shortage. A soft-spoken former Turkish civil servant dubbed Turkey's Gandhi is uniting a divided opposition ahead of May's presidential elections. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
74-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu brought his CHP party back from the dead. His 400-kilometre march for justice from Ankara to Istanbul over the jailing of government critics morphed into one of the first major mass movements against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's rule. With Kılıçdaroğlu's coalition of parties that includes nationalists, Islamists, the left and right, he promises an end to political and ethnic polarization in what many see as the biggest challenge to Erdogan's rule. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Honduras will seek to establish diplomatic ties with China. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
President of Honduras has announced that the country will seek to establish diplomatic relations with China, which would imply severing relations with Taiwan. Honduras is one of the few remaining allies of Taiwan, and the announcement represents a change in its diplomatic views. In January 2022, the Foreign Affairs Minister told the Associated Press that Honduras would continue to strengthen ties with Taiwan and that establishing a diplomatic relationship with China was not a priority. Beijing has isolated Taiwan diplomatically with a long campaign against such recognition under the One China policy. China claims self-ruled democratic Taiwan is part of China's territory and sees diplomatic recognition of the island as interference in China's affairs. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Turkish media reports say that two boats carrying dozens of migrants have sunk off Turkey's Aegean coast, killing at least four people. Media say that Turkish Coast Guard rescued 38 migrants from the area where the boat sank Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.